Notorious for his gambling, Treblank owned the galaxy's opera house on Coruscant. Why Jabba chose to associate with gamblers and other lowlifes was a mystery to Plagueis. In some ways, the Hutt's illicit empire was the inverse of Hego Damask's, where, if nothing else, the criminals were at least politicians, corporate honchos, and financiers. His coming to Sojourn was both uncharacteristic and unexpected.
Are you here to talk about Treblank or Gardula?
Plagueis asked. Jabba reacted in annoyance.
As always, state to the heart of the matter. But I can appreciate the fact that you're a busy mune.
He wriggled to adjust his position on the platform.
I know you were instrumental 30 years ago in giving Gardula the run of Tatooine as a base for her slavery operations and podracing events. I've come this far to inform you that Tatooine will soon have a new overseer.
He gestured to himself.
Me.
Plagueis said nothing for a long moment.
I was under the impression that Tatooine was already as much yours as Gardula's.
Appearances can't be deceiving. I've tried to undermine her influence by fomenting distrust among the so-called Sand People, the Tusken Raiders. But success at chasing her off-world continues to elude me.
Plagueis made an adjustment to the breath mask.
How can I help?
Jabba appraised him.
I happen to know that Gardula hasn't been able to make good on the loans you extended. What she earns from events like the Boonta Eve Classic, she loses to gamblers.
Not much is true, but what of it?
I want you to stop funding her, so I can starve her out.
Plagueis shrugged.
Your information is incomplete, Jabba. I haven't funded her enterprises in a decade.
Jabba balled his hands in anger.
You have influence over members of the banking clan and the Trade Federation who are funding her.